Welcome to the 80s on See Here Love. And as you can see, it's not our usual look here in the studio because today the 80s have definitely taken over and our studio has become our gym as we strengthen our bodies, minds, and souls, giving you tips, advice, and encouragement as we begin again, or continue on our journey of health and wellness with faith, courage, and commitment. So are you with us? All right. And ladies, are you with me? Woo! Well, this is all coming up right now.
From Crossroads Media,
this is See Here Love, Season 11, Episode Number 3.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved by God. You're not alone, you're fully known, you are loved by God.
Okay, to help me and to help you get us back on track, or continue on our healthy journey, I have these 80s experts here. Woo! To encourage us with exercise, health, nutrition, happiness, gratitude, faith, scripture, and the way of Jesus. Welcome, Anne Miranda, pastor, speaker, author with us. Welcome, Anne. Sunite Litchmore, registered psychotherapist and speaker. Sunite. Dr. Mary Lynn, psychologist, podcaster, and author. And Sandra Tedros-Gurgis, wellness expert, pharmacist, and menopause certified practitioner, as you can tell. So let's begin, because this show is all about how to have a healthy body, mind, and soul. And Sandra, take it away with a healthy body.
Oh, yes. So the first thing we always talk about is posture. Oh. Before we can exercise and move, and this is a problem we're seeing. You know why? We got tech neck. What is that? So when you look at someone from the side, before you start exercising, your ear should be over your shoulder, over your knee, over your foot. This is proper posture. If you sit at a desk, if you're walking. So what do we have instead? A lot of this, guys, right? Yeah. So the upper cross, chin jutting forward. So let's fix that posture, something we should all be doing daily. And we're going to move. How are we going to move?
Okay.
We can do strength training. We can do cardio. We can do flexibility and stretching, all important parts of your movement. So let's start with the six fundamental planes of movement. Are you guys ready? That didn't sound ready. Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
All right. So first, we have to push, right, in life? Okay. Yep. So how can we push? We're going to get on down here. On our knees or on our toes.
Okay.
So you are going to place your shoulders above your wrists, index fingers pointing forward, inner arms dialed out. Even if it's a tiny movement, you want your elbows to go back 45 degrees, not out like this.
Okay?
Because that puts pressure on our shoulders. Okay. And what if someone here has got shoulder issues, anything like that?
Okay.
We always say, please don't do anything more vigorous than walking without getting it cleared by your healthcare provider. But these are options we're just showing you. Another option, do you want to maybe demonstrate with us, Anne?
Yeah.
On our back, with the weight.
Are we staying in this position?
You guys are going to do the push-ups.
Sit back, sit back.
And on your back? Is so either or, you got it. So we're gonna hammer out five push-ups.
Okay.
Inhale down.
Oh no.
Exhale up.
Show two.
Inhale down. Exhale up. Inhale as you go down. Exhale as you go up. Inhale down. Exhale up.
Five.
Our muscle pairs work in opposites. So you push. What's the opposite of push?
Pull. Okay.
So we're gonna work our backs.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So we're gonna stand up, my friends.
So good.
Oh,
and
man.
Part of healthy aging is making sure we can get up and get down, right?
Okay.
In life. So everyone's gonna grab one weight.
Okay.
We are going to do one of the other fundamental movements called a hip hinge. So you've got a micro bend in your knees. So they're not locked out, but they're not bent. Micro bend. You're going to bend right at the waist. That's called a hinge. You're going to keep your neck straight looking down. And you're just going to take that weight and pull it back to your hip.
Whoa.
Squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
And release. With strength training.
Which muscles am I squeezing?
Yeah. So this is your back. You want to imagine as you come up, you're retracting that scapula and you're holding and you're releasing. You got it too.
How does this help, Sandra? How does
and
this help?
One, yes. So we need a strong back to carry our burdens. To carry our sisters. Right?
Yes.
And our backs are weak because of this movement here, right?
Okay.
And now we've done push, pull, hinge. We've got squat, lunge, and rotate. And you want to know something cool about squats? So who here sits all day? Anybody for work?
For sure, for work.
Totally.
Me too.
Okay.
New research has shown that if you sit, if every 45 minutes you get up and you do 10 bodyweight squats or take a 3-minute walk, you are lowering your blood sugar, like your insulin, you're regulating it by 21%. That's an easy thing. Yep. Every 45 minutes, what are we going to do, ladies? Chest back, feet wider than hip width, chest stays tall, and you drop. Pick up your problems, give them to Jesus. Pick up your problems, give them to Jesus. I know you got three more. If not, you can take some of mine. And one. Well done.
That was good.
All right.
That was awesome. Good job, Beth. Good job. Okay. Good job. Wait around.
So now we're going to lunge. I saw you nailing it in the warm-up.
Okay.
So you're going to remember, when we're doing a lunge, you are on a railroad track, not a tightrope. Okay. So your one foot goes straight back.
Okay.
All right, you're on the back toe, chest is tall and proud. Now remember, there's modified, can be closer, and you can do a modified one, which is good, and we should show a variety. Okay. So anyone can jump into any of these. Okay. And you just want to drop the back knee, and the front knee is above the ankle. Okay. That's a proper lunge and push up. You got it.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Drop. What if I lose my balance?
Two. You know, that's a good point.
That one.
And one, other side. So at when people are learning, they can hold a dowel or a steady object as well. Other leg. Three.
Two. Awkward on that one.
Okay.
Why is it different?
One.
Different leg.
Yeah, different balance, different sides as well. Yeah. And then we've got the rotate.
Okay.
All right. And
let's take a sip of water.
Let's take a sip of water, ladies. So did you know that if you look at your, do you guys look at your pee? When you go, like, do you look at the color?
Yes, I do.
So your pee and when you go to the washroom tells you a lot about your health. So good hydration, even if you're not counting the cups, most people need about 2 liters, 30 milliliters per kilogram of body weight. You really want to make sure that you're you know, colorless to clear.
Okay.
So we've got the hydration.
Okay.
That's the first thing. And of course, we've got good, delicious foods.
Wow.
Okay.
So this is a plate method.
Okay.
So you remember how we were talking about cultures?
Yeah.
And I was saying, as Egyptians, we like to eat, right?
Yes.
So I didn't know this, but do you know when you're hungry, when you're supposed to be full? Is it when you're 10 out of 10 full? When should you stop eating? It's actually 6.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, really?
No.
So when you come over and I'm trying to get you to eat till you have to unbutton your pants, you know, it's 6.
Okay.
So this plate method can help us.
Oh,
half the plate is vegetables.
Wow.
Lean protein and complex carbs.
But I tend to always have more meat than the veggies.
Yeah, so a good serving of meat would be like your palm minus the fingers.
Okay.
And then, you know, just a quick reminder, because I'm excited to hear more about what you have to say about body and, you know, mental health and the mind, is that we want to eat gut healthy foods, and we also want to care for our sleep. All those muscles that we want to build, it actually happens in our sleep. So putting away technology and continuing to care for that mind.
And how many hours of sleep?
Oh, well, that's a good question, and it varies. Seven to nine hours.
Okay.
Okay.
And then again, water. I didn't hear you. How much water?
Yeah, so just you're looking at 30 milliliters per kilogram of body
weight. How many glasses?
For most people, that's about 2 liters.
Okay, two liters.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like four glasses or something?
No, each liter would be like 255.
Okay.
You're looking at
a lot of water.
Okay,
you're fast right now. On that protein plate. Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah, see? Because for me, chocolate does
a
lot.
We should add it.
For my physical well-being.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this. I mean, I'm groaning here because it's painful, but it's good pain, right?
Yes.
It's good pain. The thing that's so cool is how God has made our bodies.
Yeah.
We are integrated beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mark 2:30 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And
yes!
He showed us strength. So it's the integration. The thing that's really cool, though, people don't realize when we think about intelligence is we think about just the mind.
Yeah.
But actually, we have neurons in our gut. We have neurons in our heart. Yeah. And all of them give us information. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
so integration is really taking note of our body, our emotions, our mind as well. And when we're doing the exercises and we're focusing on things like that, we're actually releasing healthy neurochemicals in our brain.
Ah.
So I call it the happiness hacks because, you know, exercise makes me feel happy. Mm-hmm. And actually, a lot of these hormones, exercise is linked to it.
Yes, and it only takes 10 minutes. So the Health Canada guidelines are 150 minutes per week, but only at least 10 minutes of moderate intensity releases those chemicals you're talking about, the endorphins.
It doesn't actually take a lot. Like, for example, if you have, if you're looking for just a hug with a friend, that's going to release this wonderful hormone. That
oxytocin.
Oh, my gosh. chocolate does as well. I'm going to keep bringing up chocolate just because it's one of my favorite. Endorphins are painkillers. Yeah. Okay. Exercise helps with that.
Absolutely.
People think exercise is going to cause pain, but actually it can help with pain.
Absolutely.
And then there's serotonin. And serotonin, I call it the happiness hormone because it just kind of calms you down.
Yeah.
And that happens when you're with people you love.
Yeah.
Again, exercise is a part of it. Mm-hmm. And then there's dopamine. Dopamine is the get up and go. I'm accomplishing things. I'm getting things done. And it's absolutely great with exercise. So that is what our body does for us. Isn't that like really cool?
Love the connection.
Yes. And so you have a healthy body and a healthy mind. And what often happens if you have a healthy mind is it leads to healthy spirituality. You can't have healthy spirituality without a healthy mind, right?
Exactly. And like at the end of the day, we can't separate God from what he created.
Mm. Right.
And so when we look to scripture, there's so much in there about what it looks like to have a healthy mind. And one of those things is what we all know is gratitude, right?
Yeah.
Having that posture of gratitude, praising God in all things, thinking about things that are worthy to be praised, it really changes our mind and it changes how we process day-to-day life.
Totally.
Another one is a connected mind, like what we're doing right now is like connecting together is really what God wants us to do, right? We are the body of Christ and we literally cannot fulfill our mission that God has in our life if we do it alone. And if we do, that can kind of lead to an unhealthy mind, right?
Right,
and so we want to do things together and we want to remain connected because then it like shifts the focus from us towards others, shifts the focus from us towards God.
Yes.
And so when you center God, when you're centering other people, you're literally living out the calling that God has for us as believers, and science shows that it leads to a healthy mind. Like there was a study that came out that said people that had healthy, strong social connections lead to longer life expectancies, which is reflective in the scriptures. And the last one I wanted to mention is a humble mind. That might sound a little off, but it's like the Bible calls us to be humble and to not, you know, pride goes before the fall, and to kind of lay down our pride. And so a big part of that is not believing everything that we think. When we believe everything we think, we're functioning in pride. We're functioning as I know better. I know better than the facts. I know better than other people. I know better than the scripture. But when we recognize our limitations, when we recognize what we don't know, it kind of prompts us to turn towards scripture. It prompts us to turn towards our neighbor so that we are functioning in humility. And essentially, like, that leads to a healthy mind.
Wow, that's so good.
Of Philippians, right?
Isn't that where
he says, take every thought captive?
Yes.
Which is essentially like CBT and all of that, right?
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
It's just taking your thoughts and just make sure you're managing it and speaking truth.
Exactly.
And seeing how it impacts your behavior.
Exactly. And not so entertaining wrong thoughts.
Yeah, so how would you do that practically, so Sunit and Mary? So it's like, life is hard. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stresses. How do I remind myself to be grateful, to choose happiness in my everyday when things seem so overwhelming and so negative around me? News, the world, everything. How do I access that for that healthy mind?
So like to not believe everything you think, you really have to learn how to be a mind watcher.
Mm.
You have to learn how to notice your thoughts and like separate it from who you are. So because every thought is not true, every thought is not based on reality. Mm-hmm. And so when we learn how to watch our thoughts, then we can kind of challenge them against facts. We can challenge them against God's truth. So you might have a thought that's like, I suck at working out. Like I'm just not good at working out. It's like, okay, let's...
Not true over here.
Over here. And I'm like,
exactly.
Here.
And so if you don't mind watch, what you're going to do is never work out.
Totally.
You're going to be like, I suck at it. I'm not, you know, agile enough. Yeah. I'm not fit enough. But if we watch our mind, or watch our thoughts, we can ask ourselves questions like, do I even have the skills to work out regularly? Yeah. You know, have I developed the ability? Have I leaned on my community? Like, it opens you up to curiosity and to wonder when you watch your mind versus believing and internalizing everything you think as facts and as truth.
And I would add, because sometimes people feel overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, I got to watch my thoughts. I got to change my thoughts at all moments. Right. It's literally as simple as hugging a friend, going for a walk. You're releasing some really healthy hormones that kind of just calms you down.
Yeah.
So then you can start to pay attention to what's going on in your mind and do the things that you're saying.
And that's why your mind and body is connected. Because literally when you are walking, your mind is able to process. It's able to breathe, you know.
That's good. Yeah. All right, let's have a seat. I want to do some stretches here or sitting.
Oh, my gosh.
My muscles are so sore already. There's some things. Because I know Anne has some really great thoughts about, like, a healthy soul. We've done body, mind, soul, and you have some really good things to share with us about that. Is that okay if I do this here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can even open up our hips too. Okay. A lot of tension in our hips.
Oh, I don't know.
You're in a pigeon.
She's really got hamstrings.
Okay. She's got all the moves.
All right.
I just can challenge the people that are listening should grab their girlfriends, have an 80s night. Bible study together in this outfit. Look, we've said it already. Our bodies are very, we are interconnected beings. We're holistic beings. There's mind, there's body, and there's soul. And I think so much of maybe what I learned, even coming as a young adult to Christ and just learning scriptures on my own, and then what I've heard through the years is that there's compartments. And so if I'm going to take care of my soul, it has to look like this in church and praying 24/7 and all this. And then if I'm going to take care of my body, that's a different compartment. And if I'm going to take care of my mind, that's a different compartment rather than it's actually all connected. This is a, like, I think it's a fresh thing that we're hearing now in our generation, that everything is all connected. And maybe I think it's also very, very present in history, and in scripture it's evident. So even at the end of, now we've referred to John, but I'm talking about, when I say John, I'm talking about at the very end of the Bible, before Revelation, the little itty bitty chapter, 3 John, verse 2, John's writing to an elder in the church, and he says, "May your health be prosperous as your soul is prosperous."
Wow.
And different versions of that is like, it just simply means that we want you to be healthy physically, but we also want your soul to be healthy. And that looks like in so many different ways. It is Bible study. It is prayer. You could be going for a walk and praying. There's different methods of feeling that connectedness to God. Like it says in Ephesians, there's an inner person that does desire to be strengthened and can only be strengthened by God. And so we try to fill it with all these other things in our world that's very noisy. But the soul matters, right? The soul matters. And so how do we care for our soul as we are also taking care of our bodies? Sometimes we compromise and we don't take care of the body. But a lot of us love the Bible study, right? Lots of women, we love the Bible. We've created Bible studies, and we're going to learn about that in a moment. But our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have to take care of this if we want to be light in this world.
And overall, I'm just thinking, like, what are some of the blocks, though, for us? Because here we are saying, wow, we need to have a healthy, you know, body, mind, soul. But clearly there are blocks for me and for other, you know, women that are watching that say, maybe I have one, but I don't have two. I have two, and or maybe I don't have any. What's the encouragement? Because, you know, like, how do you start? How do you get motivated to say, I want a healthy soul. I want to have a healthy mind. I want to have a healthy body. What would you say?
I think baby steps, because we get into the all or nothing thinking. I got to do it all perfectly.
Totally.
I can't make a mistake. And of course, once you mess up, which you will, that's it. I can't do it anymore.
Right. Yep.
So it's a lot of grace. And then picking yourself up, learning from your mistakes and continuing to try. Baby step. And what I find so fascinating, because I started exercising a while back, is my flexibility from when I started. I thought I could not do anything. And there's times where I wanted to skip classes, times where I wanted to skip Bibles. I mean, all sorts of things.
Right,
but the progress that you make just by those baby steps.
Yeah. What I hear Sandra saying is like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes stand up. 10 minutes say a prayer. 10 minutes read a scripture. 10 minutes is nothing. It flies by. we spend 10 minutes on a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah.
So maybe it is that baby step, little chunks.
And the perspective, right? So like when I teach fitness classes, I don't like the idea where someone's like, I'm here because I ate a cake yesterday, right? So I always say.
I like chocolate, don't
you? Yeah, I like chocolate too. But what I'll always say is, you know, hey guys, we don't really want to focus on exercise because we're punishing ourselves for something we ate. We want to actually be celebrating what our bodies can do. And then it's very different, right? Yeah. You're like, I'm dancing, I'm boxing. Like, look at this body God gave me. Thank you. So perspective is huge.
Yeah.
And I think it's natural to need external motivation. It's natural to need accountability,
yes.
to need that friend that's like, hey,
that's
can you pray with me? Let's do Bible study together. Because there are some that I mean, my strength, of course, is like mind care, but soul care I struggle with. So I have my prayer group. I have the women that I know have strengths in that area that can kind of pull me up, hold me accountable, sharpen me when I can't do it on my own.
It sounds so much like intentionality. Like we have to, you know, see her love always for all the seasons. We've always said we see problems and yet we always are encouraging women, but you have to be the solution. You have to find a solution. You have to choose to make a change. Things don't just change overnight.
Yeah.
You've got to make the choice to do it.
Exactly.
Well, so sometimes it's easier to do that with a friend.
Yes.
So I have a walking buddy. And she has this vest thing that she wears.
The weighted
vest. It's hilarious.
The weighted vest.
I'm like, where do you get that from? Yeah. And so then she helped me find my weighted vest. And off we go. And we're talking together. We're walking together. Yeah. It's something that you can do together. Yeah. And maybe in community, whether it's the Bible study or a bit of exercise.
But the God part. Because this is all things that we're like, there's some external things we're choosing, we're doing. But God within this. What would you say about God in the mix of these things we want to do? We want to be healthy with our mind, body, soul. How do would you say that God has helped you or you believe is helping you in these decision makings for healthiness?
I think God cares more about our bodies than we think.
Okay.
I've been more convicted about that in this season of life than ever before. God, it was his idea to also create rest. And that is part of, like, when you're talking about sleep, there's so much that happens with sleep. Many women that I get to speak into their lives, my number one question is, how is your sleep? And most often it's going to be like, oh, it's just horrible. I'm waking up in the middle. Okay, let's talk about that. Because that's all, again, connected to a bigger picture. But God cares about our bodies.
And it is, like, exactly like you said, it's all linked. So when we talk about sleep and I ask people, how do you start your day, right? So if you wake up working the circadian rhythm so you sleep better, if you wake up, you get sunshine, you say an affirmation, you say a blessing for waking up, this is the day the Lord has made, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, and drink water, versus if you grab your phone and you're reactive, right? So all the little choices we make throughout the day will impact sleep, will impact nutrition, will impact, you know, every movement.
I think also, like, that gratitude that you talked about, instead of going, oh, gosh, I can't do that move, it's thank you that I can do this move.
Yeah.
Right?
That so I'm here today.
I maybe didn't do 10 reps of that, but I was able to do 6. Thank you, God, for that. And that sense of awe and wonder and how he's made our bodies and how sleep and exercise and eating well is restorative for our bodies and our minds and our souls. Like, come on. That is so unbelievable.
So I love that. I love that.
It's really good connecting to your core values, I think, is a big thing for me. Like, connecting to your why. Mm-hmm. Are you going to the gym to fit into that dress, or so that you can live long, so that you could chase your grandkids in the future, so that you can bike ride all over Portugal.
Hits right?
It hits different when your why is more powerful and rooted in your values.
The why.
Yeah.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, like, why I wanted to bring this. I think, honestly, personally, it's me. Like, you know, as I'm in this new decade and stage of my life, I've kind of put some stuff on the shelf as far as exercise. And a lot of these things, if I can be so honest, my health, you know, soul, mind, I know I can be better. I can choose better things to put in my mind instead of scrolling and binging.
Right.
I can do exercise and it's simple. Mm-hmm. I can spend more time with God, listening, praying, journaling. And I think that this is just really good for me because I think it's deeply convicting me. And I think that's something that I'm very honest to say. Sometimes it's like, oh, she's arrived. Look at what she's doing. But I still have to work at choosing to do these good things, these, like, honoring things for myself and to God.
Yeah,
love that.
I think a lot of women, this is a women's show,
just
we're talking
honest.
A lot of women that are here. Yeah, so let's take it to this, like, this spot of, I think a lot of women are unhappy with our bodies.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And because of that, that is also one of those hindrances you were talking about, the blocks.
Mm. Yeah.
And we don't see it as, actually, God, you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Every part of you. And I had a friend once, I'm very, very comfortable in my skin. And I had a friend that was like, actually, I really don't like my body. Mm. And she said, I just don't like, I'm unhappy with all of me.
Yeah.
What? I'm like, but the legs that you have carried you through this life.
Good.
The hips that you have helped you to walk. My dad used to always say, if you have a head and you have a headache, you have to thank God that you have a head, right? And so it's like, start thanking God, maybe, because you'd be like, Dad, we have like a stomach ache or headache. Yeah. He's like, oh, thank God you have a head. Thank God you have a stomach. Thank God. Start to like,
it's like reframing.
Reframe the narrative. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, God, thank God I have these feet.
You don't have to like every part of your body to accept it, to embrace it. Yes. And that's really the key. Like, you know, body neutrality is huge because we believe this thing that, you know, you have to love your body at every size and every stage. And that's not true. Yeah. Like it's really hard to do that. And so a lot of people maybe need to start with accepting the body that they have, appreciating the abilities until you want to work towards getting to that other place until you're able to work towards loving your body, learning how to accept it.
I think that's really key. I mean, that self-acceptance.
Yeah.
Really seeing how God adores you.
Yeah.
And that, like you said, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you're starting with the perspective that I am a treasured being, that I am a treasured creation, then why wouldn't I take care of it? Like, it's like taking something that's of great value and just going, yeah, you know what? Just go sit on that couch and gather dust while you scroll your phone. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't do that to a treasure, right? So again, it's a perspective, right?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you do what you do, Sandra, right? As far as helping women with their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I find especially, I see a lot of women in sort of perimenopause, menopause, and a lot of it is just education, right? So women will say, I'm unhappy with like the weight gain in the middle.
Yes.
There's a redistribution. And so a little bit of coaching on that is that actually increases our risks of, you know, problems with the heart. And that's actually the number one risk in women. So how about we work on strengthening our heart? Little walks, you know, care, movement. And then all of a sudden it's different than I'm just unhappy with this. Hey, how do I care for my full body, my whole self as the temple of the Holy Spirit?
That's so good.
So good.
And talking about, like you say, like Holy Spirit, we've talked a lot about God, you know, like giving us sort of the wisdom in this, appreciating our bodies. And you have such a close connection with scriptures as a Bible teacher, but also with helping to like write out our Bible studies here at See Here Love, Ann.
Yeah, I would love folks to get connected into this community as we have written and created Bible studies for you to share with your friends and your community. So check these out.
Are you ready to see God's faithfulness, hear his truth, and love like Jesus? Download your free See Here Love Bible study guides, created for women who long to grow deeper in faith, identity, and purpose. With a variety of inspiring guides to choose from, you'll find real stories, honest conversations, and biblical truth that speaks to your heart. Perfect for personal study or gathering with your small group. Visit seehearlove.com/Bible studies to download today.
Join the host of See Here Love, Melinda Estabrooks, as she invites women from across Canada to share their stories and lived experiences, their journeys of faith, their challenges, and wisdom, and to create a place of belonging, community, and where women come together to know they are seen, heard, and deeply loved by God.
Every one of you here is just like a miracle.
It's so important to be with people that encourage you.
Visit our website at seehearlove.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for even more content.
Okay, what a show. And I see that we are doing our weights and stretching is so great. Learning about healthy body, healthy soul, healthy mind. I loved it. Sandra, Mary, Sanait, and thank you. That was so inspiring, right? As we're learning about being intentional, that God is with us, our motivation. And I think you've kind of done something to me. I think it's time now for me to get healthy in all the areas of my body, soul, and mind. And I hope too. I think for you as our viewer and listener, I hope you were inspired by what we're saying here. Simple things, one step at a time, right? One step at a time.
Yeah.
If I can do it, they can do it. You can do it. And we want to see you healthy, motivated, strong, so that you can Do the good work that is planned for you. Woo. And no, you are not alone. You are enough. You are seen, heard, and deeply loved by God. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's do it. Exercise.
Thank you for listening to See, Hear, Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks. We are able to do See, Hear, Love because of these generous sponsors, Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.